Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and glad you're here. I'm glad Don Develica is here, too, by the way, folks. Don is a new friend. He's the author of The Risk-Free Entrepreneur. Don is a product marketing specialist who, as a consultant for small businesses and startup ventures, and he's the author of other books as well, including How to Bring Your Product to Market for Less Than $5,000. He's our new friend. Don, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Now, okay, I had the emphasis on the wrong syllable, but I've got it. I've got now Debelak, Don Debelak, and that's D-E-B-E-L-A-C. I mean, I'm sorry, L-A-K, ladies and gentlemen, if you're Googling Don. Startups and you help them determine if their idea, their business idea, is a good one, and you help them, and if it is a good one, you help them find out how to capitalize that business. So I'm going to see if you're worth your salt here, Don.
Okay.
And I'm going to put you on the hot seat right away, because this question just came into me. I get a lot of questions from folks, and questions, they're well thought out, they've done a little bit of research, and basically what they want me to do is help them find the maybe one piece of the puzzle. They've got you know, two halves of the puzzle kind of put together, but there's one piece in the middle. They just can't quite figure it out. And if I could help them with that little piece, they can put the whole thing together.
Okay.
This person is not like that. This person has one piece of the puzzle, and they don't have any of the other stuff. And they want me to help them with the whole puzzle. So here's the question. He says, I have an idea for an internet-based business for online purchasing security. He says, the catch is, I have no idea where to start, how to start, who to talk to, if it's feasible, or if it would even be practical. But I believe it would work wonderfully. Now, that's a real question, Don. That's a real question, ladies and gentlemen. And Don, this person, in my opinion, hasn't done enough of his own homework. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. I mean, the key is nobody buys ideas. You just can't have a business that way for internet security. If you happen, you have to know how to do that. And since in this person's case, he needs to start out by making a list of, okay, who could produce this product? You know, so in other words, who are the software companies that could, and then who would buy the product, and then who sells the product to those people.
Well, doesn't he have to begin, though, part of the thing, Don, doesn't he have to begin with who's already doing a variation of what I want to do, and is there a niche, is there an opportunity outside of what they're doing?
Well, the thing is, actually make this product, that will all come out to him.
Right, so that step will cure a lot of ills, won't it?
Right, so you have to find out who could possibably make this product. And then when you're doing that process, you're going to find other people in the market producing different type of products. I mean, the first thing is you have to flush. So in other words, I got internet security. How are people dealing with this problem right now? Who makes those products? How is my product different? And what kind of differences is there in the person who could produce that? It's really all about understanding your market. I mean, there's if you're, you know, my book is really about how do you get, how do you take a concept like that and introduce it? And the first step is you really have to know your market better than anybody else.
I think, Don, that's one of the things, one of the biggest mistakes. And I believe the road to bankruptcy and business failure is paved with the assets of the people who want to be in business. They've got this wild idea. Something they don't know anything about.
Right. It's funny that you should mention this. This is one of the first things I tell people to do is you figure out your industry, and then you should start getting every trade magazine, you know, that's involved with that industry where they talk about what the problems are. And I would say less than 5% of the people that come to me with a business idea even know what the trade magazines are, let alone get them and read them.
Right.
And that's for literature. What happens is so I mean, look at the internet security industry. So I'm going to get the trade magazine. Then I'm going to get all the literature. And you know what I'm going to find? I'm going to get people who send me literature with salespeople's names that learn more about how the business works.
Right.
It's a number one step, and you'd be surprised. People, I think it's sort of like a hidden industry to most entrepreneurs. They, you know, we all see part of a business, right? But we only see 10% of the business. There's 90% we don't see. And we think we know everything from the 10% we see. And
what I think happens is people will work for a company and they'll get the idea that they can do it better than their boss. And they think the boss is charging people too much money. And they think they can do it cheaper and a path to their door. And what they don't realize is maybe after all these years, the boss has finally figured out how much it really costs to make that product available and make the business sustain itself.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, the hidden cost, overhead absorption. I mean, most people don't realize this, but most products on the market today, half of their cost is overhead. And you know, if you're not really familiar with all the numbers, you don't see that. And if you don't charge for that overhead, you don't make any.
People would bring me their ideas, and if they're like this guy that who sent me this question, I ask them if they developed a budget, and they'll say, well, yeah, and they show me a budget, and I'll say, okay, and then I'll take it away from them, and I'll put down an X and a 2 beside it. And do the math on that. I'll just double their estimate. And I'll say, if you're lucky, that's what it'll cost you. And I could be way wrong, but the point, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get their attention.
Right.
And it does, because their eyes get real big, like saucers, right?
Yep. I mean, I just got a bill here. One of these ventures that I did, factory, and I just got in $9,000 of insurance bill, and I have like 5 employees. So
wow! And what did you budget for that?
I budgeted about $2,000.
About $2,000.
Well, I budgeted on a monthly basis, but then the bills come in.
Okay. Don Debelick, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, Debelick. Don Debelick is going to be with us right after the next break. We're going to take a quick one. He's the author of The Risk-Free Entrepreneur. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That damn dumb flying kid sure plays a mean pinball.
I see light and it's passing right before.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll use it to your advantage, and I hope you'll thank our sponsors for helping us bring it, all that information and our newsletter and our blog and all the other things there to you for free. At no cost to you at all. That's our business model, is to provide you with information that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful and to make it where it's low barrier to entry. If you can type in our website into your computer, or if you can click when you find a link to us, then it's all there, and you can take advantage of it. Just a little bit of your time is all it takes. Don Debelack is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. That's Debelack. The Idea Person's Guide to Building a Business with Other People's Money, which we're going to talk about in a second. But before we do that, Don, give us your website and tell us a little bit about it, please.
Yeah, the website is www.dondebelack.com, and it's really an event. People look at their idea and how to take advantage of it. I've also posted on there like 6 or 7 stories of people who've actually followed the risk-free entrepreneur approach, where they started out really with no money of their own, took their it into like a, actually in some cases a $10 million.
So we could actually see from the sort of the case study from beginning to end, or from beginning to however far it's gone so far.
Right.
That's that's a great feature, Don. Congratulations
on
that. And that's Debelak, DEBELAK.com?
Right.
Is it Don Debelak or just Debelak?
No, Don Debelak.
Don Debelak. Free Entrepreneur, where is it available?
It's available everywhere. It's on Amazon, it's in Barnes & Noble's, Borders, and most bookstores.
Now, Don, you say this, no capital, no problem. That's
correct.
A little bit oversimplified, isn't it?
Well, for your time and your traveling and things like that, but basically, if you work it right, you don't have to put up your own money. I mean, just for example, this deal I just closed on, that's what happened was the U.S., and I had some customers tell me that they were looking for these products, and they weren't available, but I found out that they were available in Europe, so I went over to the European company and country and dollars of business. Now, what happens, I have these five customers line up, they're ready to buy your products. So this was a Danish company, they gave me the North American rights to this product. I sold last year, we sold like $3 million, and this year we're going to sell like $6 million. And I made my travel time and, you know, just my market knowledge.
Because you found an opportunity, you found where there was a vacuum, and you filled the vacuum.
Correct, that's what I'm doing.
Without building or making or inventing anything.
That's correct. I only knew the market need and the Now, this is a good service, of course. Because
well, but you found a problem in search of a solution.
Correct.
Don't you feel that a lot of the people who come to you have solutions in search of a problem?
Correct. That's the main problem. They work in reverse.
Absolutely. And our friend Peter Mai, he's a guy that you and he would get along famously. He talks about that all the time. Make sure you haven't identified a problem in search of a solution.
Correct, because if you're working on other people's money, you have to be able to show immediate savings. If you're looking, you have a solution for a problem that exists and people know exists. You know, it's not good enough, too, either that they just kind of think you think they have a problem. They have to know they have a problem.
Right, right.
And recognize. I always say, so you get 5 seconds. If people can't look at your solution in 5 seconds and say, hey, that's going to work.
Why didn't I think of that?
Correct.
Huh.
And you know what? People don't think that really happens, but it does.
Hmm.
And you just have to keep working. And the key is really knowing your market, knowing what people need. Like the scrap, all the new products were all created by inventors or new people, people who were scrapbookers who knew what they needed.
That's a radical bunch of folks, isn't it? Scrappers.
Yes, they're
scrapbookers.
They're the most interesting.
My daughter does that. Boy, she's.
Thing.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
sometimes have $3,000-$4,000 worth of tools.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't have that much. I don't think she does.
a great hobby.
Don, we got 1 minute. This won't be the last time you'll be on the show. You got a lot more to teach us, so we're going to get you back another day. But in the last minute we have, what would you like to?
Got an idea? Don't think you don't have enough money. Don't think that you can't get it out there. But the key is you have to really do work and understand the business. I always say the number one thing one person can do is choose one industry that they really know something about and stick with. You just can't be, you know, an everyman because nobody can know every industry. There's just too much to know.
Well, that's one of the things that whenever people say to me, you know, they want to go into this business or that business and they don't have any experience, I say, well, you know what, why don't you go get a job in that industry? Why don't you learn that industry as an employee? And they look at me like, are you crazy? I'm ready to start my business.
Right.
And I want to say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll, call me when you go bankrupt. I'll Hey, thanks, Don, for being here.
Okay.
And looking forward to getting you back another day.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Don Debelak, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Risk-Free Entrepreneur. Put a .com on the end of his name, and you can find him online. And the book is available wherever books are sold. Quick break, right back with our good friend Russell Brown. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.